You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's good to be back. The title of this message is Factoids of the Miscreants, Part 4. Now, we should be able to finish up on this series. And as I have been doing, I think I will speak on a couple of points before we go to the factoids. The first thing I had been thinking about was, why don't kings look up to the king of all kings? Or why don't leaders look up to the king of all kings? Why don't preachers look up to the king of all kings and try to emulate the best of the best? What caused these men to shoot so low? What happened? You know, as a musician, you would have certain musicians that you looked up to as your teachers. And you would try to emulate them to a point, because it's just natural. So this is why I asked this question in the first place. I don't understand that if you are a leader of a country, and I'm not talking about the creature that is in lead of this corporation of the United States. That is a creature, a demonic creature. If you look at this creature lately, this thing is getting more decrepit as time goes on. You can see he's, I don't know, it's just, it's very bizarre. I don't even like to mention this demon. But I'm talking about the white men, the Anglo-Saxon men. I'm not talking about Cameron, who's a Jew. I'm not talking about Merkel, who doesn't belong there and who is a Jew. I'm not talking about Sarkozy, who's a Jew. Or the rest. I'm talking about the Anglo-Saxon people. Now, when you look at Yahweh, you know he's the supreme being. You know that he has all the attributes and qualities of being the best of the best. There is no other personality anywhere that is even close to him. So you would naturally, if you were a king, you would naturally want to emulate this great king. But what happened? Not only do you not want to emulate him, you want nothing to do with him. You think that he can't see the deeds that you're doing. You think that he doesn't know what's in your heart. You're wrong. Now, preachers, what happened to you? You know, when the book of Revelation speaks about the things dying in your life or the life of the congregation, Yahweh tells you to hold on to those things that are still alive and to return to your first love. What happened? Didn't you love Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus Christ? Didn't you love him when you first found out about who he was? Didn't you look up to him and want to emulate him? What happened to you? This is a question that all of you should be asking yourselves, because it's still not too late to turn things around. You've done a lot of damage to Yahweh's kingdom, even though you've done more damage to yourselves. But you, who are supposed to be leading the flocks of Yahweh's kingdom, I know of some of you who know that Yahweh is his name, and you know that the Anglo-Saxon people are the Israelites, and you are hiding your head because you're afraid to lose your money that's coming into your ministry. What do you think Yahweh will think about that? Not that we all don't have our own problems and have things to answer to Yahweh, but what do you think he's going to think of that? You go out and talk about the Jews. I'm talking to a certain person right this minute. I'm not going to name the name because I don't know if he'll even hear this message, but he knows who Yahweh is. And he knows that the Anglo-Saxon people are the true Israelites. He'll talk to you all day about the Jews and the Khazars and everything else. But he's afraid of losing his ministry for telling the truth. So he figures, well, I'll just tell a portion of the truth. And as long as I'm doing good, that's all that matters. Well, I'm sorry, but you can't get away with just telling a portion of the truth to the flock of Yahweh, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The message that we speak about these days is more crucial than it ever has been. Our race has lost 2/3 of our people, and they want to extirpate us from the earth. They, meaning the Jews and the families of the earth that have decided to follow them and the devil. Now, the blacks decided to follow the Jews because that's how the blacks got here in the first place, according to Wesley Swift. They fell down from the dog star. So naturally, they have always followed the devil. And I don't care if they tell you they're in a church preaching God and all this stuff. They're not following Yahweh. Just remember, the word God is multifaceted. There are no other gods but Yahweh. However, people have gods that they would rather have than Yahweh. And the Jews have Lucifer as their god. So I would suggest to you that when you see the blacks in their churches, that they're not talking about Jesus Christ, they're talking about Lucifer, because they have the same father, and they've shown that they are going to go with the Jews and their father and persecute the woman, Israel, who are the Anglo-Saxon people, the Caucasian people. Now, what happened to you, preachers? The man who knows about this that the Anglo-Saxons are the true Israelites, he's afraid of losing sales. What's more important, the sales or the truth? I don't have to answer the question. It's a given. Now, we have a fellow, I want to mention this as well. I'm not done with this king's and leaders and pastors rant yet, but I want to mention Donald Trump and what I think might be going on in this situation. Since you know that Donald Trump is a Jew, right in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, they talk about using their politicians to say what the people want to hear. I think I might understand what is going on with Donald Trump. And I want to make you aware of it. I want to make you remember what I'm telling you right now. So I suggest you might put this in the back of your mind and hold it there as we see this unfold. See, what Donald Trump, I believe Donald Trump is doing, he's a Jew. He is our enemy. Yes, all Jews are our enemy. He is the enemy of Yahweh. He's a very rich man on top of that. He's smiling to win. His ego is pretty big, too. Understandably, men have to have egos, or they couldn't walk around. You have to have some ego to do what any people do. Just as long as it doesn't get out of control. Now, what I think he's doing is this. I think he's acting like an Anglo-Saxon man who wants to bring the greatness back to America. Yes, he's saying all the right things. He's going against his fellow Jew. He's going against the minority. He's portraying, he is acting. Remember what I told you, that the Jew first is a chameleon, and secondly, he is an actor. Amongst all the other things he is, whether it's a liar, killer, Christ killer, etc. But first, he is a chameleon. He looks like a white man. He's talking like a white man should speak. He's saying the right things for the most part. Right? But it's an act. Now, the only way this will be proven out is, as you notice, many promises are given in all campaigns. All kinds of promises are given out, but after the campaign, those promises are null and void. Now, this man must be taking the Kol Nidre. He's married to a Jewess. So he loves Jews. He's no better than a Jew because if you married a Jew, you are a Jew. And if you have children with them, you're a race mixer. Let's not forget these dynamics, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not forget. Okay, so he looks like an American, right? He looks like a white man. He's talking like a white man should talk. We should try to make America great again. We should take our country back. We should deport all these people. The Africans should go back to Africa. They've shown they cannot live in civilized society. They're not civilized. They're brute beasts. It's up to the ones that aren't totally beasts and that have tamed themselves to go over to Africa with them and teach them how to be civilized. That is not our responsibility. It is not our responsibility to feed them. It is not our responsibility to clothe them. It is not our responsibility to put up with them. It is not our responsibility to live with them. It is not our responsibility to school them. It is not our responsibility to teach them any kind of religion, our religion especially, even though I don't call. I think religion is become a bogus term. But it is not our responsibility. So, what happens here is this man goes through all the stuff that he's going through, acting like he's a white man who's going to take back America. And what happens is if a legitimate candidate came after him in the years to come that was a real Anglo-Saxon, that was a man speaking these same things, the public had already seen it before. And they won't believe it. Can you see what I'm saying? Can you hear what I'm saying? And this is a great possibility. We can only see what happens if this man does win the campaign. Now, they've already tried to stir up the race war heavily, and this is also a factor that helps that to progress forward. So it can be used for all kinds of things. I'm sure that's not the only purpose of this Jew pretending he's a white man. This race-mixing Jew. You see, if he was a white man and he married a Jewess, he's a race mixer. But he's a Jew, so maybe he is married to his own kind. But I'm sure it's all race mixed anyway, because he doesn't have any big hook noses or anything yet. Probably as he gets a little bit older, it'll finally start popping out again. So what about you, preachers? Don't you look at Yahweh Yeshua and watch his walk upon the earth as he came and he was an example to all men and all women? Didn't you listen to the words that came out of his mouth? Because these are the very words of Yahweh, because Yahweh put his word in a flesh body, and the word that was spoken were the very words of Yahweh. Don't you want to be like him? Or are you afraid? Are you afraid that you might be killed? Well, let me warn you about that fear. That's the opposite of faith, as I told you in one of my best messages that Yahweh ever gave me. It was called Fear Versus Faith. The fearful are the first that will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not the queerful, not the tearful, not the hearful, but the fearful. Are you afraid to stand up for the truth? You're going to be much more afraid when you're bundled up, when your knees are knocking during the judgment, as you stand before the greatest personality in the universe. As a leader, as a king, as a pastor of the flock, don't misunderstand, this is a great responsibility, and you will be held to a higher level of responsibility because of it. If you're afraid to tell the truth, you've cooked your own goose. If you're afraid to lose sales instead of telling the truth, You know, you're wise enough to know that that's not right. And I suggest you repent of it immediately and begin to tell the truth. You may just find that the dynamic has changed. If you look around you, the world is turning against the Jew. If you look around you, there are men, watchmen, standing up, boldly telling the truth. With life on the line. The Jew is a coward. Don't you, Anglo-Saxon man, be a coward. You've never been cowards until now. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid to have responsibility? Are you afraid to accept this message because you know that you'd have to be responsible for the truth that you hear and would be seeking and obeying and learning and responsible to tell others about it as well? Are you afraid? Are you afraid that you may not be able to watch the football game? I'd rather fear Yahweh. And you know what the Bible said, preachers. You know what the Bible says about that. Even though you ignore things. You ignore the truth in the Bible. You don't preach on it. You don't touch it. But you'll touch the pig, won't you? When Yahweh tells you not to even touch the pig, you treat the truth like a pig. And you treat the pig like it's the truth. And the pig is also the Jew. You just love your Jews, don't you? So you'll touch a pig, you'll eat pig, you'll get everybody else to eat pig, you'll help the Jews in getting us all to sin against Yahweh so that we will be responsible and have to pay the price for these sins. But you will not touch the truth with a 10-foot pole, will you, preacher? You know why? Because you are not of Yahweh. Obviously, it has to be that. Because Yahweh would make you bold as a lion. You must be a cowardly Jew. And you say, well, I'm not a Jew. Well, you might as well be. Because you're a facsimile thereof. So what happened to you? I suggest you sit there today, later, and you ask yourself this question. What did happen to me? Didn't I love Jesus or Yahweh in the flesh? Didn't I want to know God's name? Didn't I go out and tell people all about Jesus when I found out about him? Didn't I enjoy the scriptures and search for the truth and love the truth? What happened? Has time put you in a bottle and put a cover on it? We're speaking of the greatest personality in the universe, the king of all kings, the leader of all leaders, the pastor of all pastors. you should naturally want to emulate him. Now, I don't even want politics in this country. We don't need politics. But if you were a politician, you should be aspiring to higher things spiritually. You should be looking up to the greatest leader of all time. And if you wanted to look at some secondaries, you could look at our founding fathers and read their works. Because they had morals. They had common sense. You have none. You have all kinds of paper dollars from the Jew, but you have no common sense. Get it? Well, it's still not too late. And the man I spoke about, you can. You've already gone halfway. You might as well go all the way. They didn't leave you when you started talking about the Jews. They didn't stop buying your items when you started talking about the Jews. Are you afraid to use the name of Yahweh? Are you afraid to use the name of Yeshua? Are you afraid to look in the Greek? Are you afraid to look and find out what these things really mean? Or do you just want to be one of these universalists? And do you want to join the Pope and the Communist Council of Churches and follow Lucifer? Because that's who they're following, ladies and gentlemen. Things are not all what they seem to be. The Catholic Church seems to be a religion. It seems to be a religion of Jesus Christ, but it is not so. And if you're a Catholic and you get upset at that, I'm not sorry. It is because of your lack of seeking the truth that you don't know what I know. It is because of your lack of seeking the truth that you are not free, but you are bound to a Babylonian religion. Now, all the religions are linked up through the Council of Churches, the Communist Council of Churches, all right? So it's time for you, as a preacher, to return to your first love. If you had this first love at all. If you do not believe that Yahweh came in the flesh, then you just quit being a preacher now. Because you're doing no good. You're doing only harm. You can't feed the sheep what you don't have. You can't make a healthy flock with lies. And if you don't have any regard for the truth, and you don't want to seek the truth, and you don't read the Bible and you're a preacher, it's time for you to step down. That's step one in your life. You'd be safer working at McDonald's than you would in that pulpit. Because you're going to be held to a higher standard than all other men. Except maybe leaders and kings, okay? You do realize you're not getting away with this. You do realize that there is a price to pay, do you not? You can't live a life of lies and go before the face of Yahweh and try to pull that off. It won't work. He already knows your heart. He already knows who you are. He already knows what you've been doing. I'll give you an example. I like to watch cooking shows sometimes, right? But I couldn't be in a cooking show because they want them to eat and they want them to cook all the items that Yahweh does not want us to have. They want us to promote those items as if you were to cook in a cooking show. They're cooking pig. They're cooking lobsters, shellfish, mushrooms, in nearly all the recipes on these shows. Julia Child, one of my favorite, she did the same thing. Now let's look at this with a different angle. Do you think as a knowing man or woman of Yahweh that you could go and cook on one of these shows? Even though you're not going to eat it, you're going to promote it? You're going to touch it? Same thing as like working in a restaurant as a chef. I mean, what I'm trying to say to you is, you're not fooling anybody. You're not fooling Yahweh most of all. You may be fooling people that don't even know about that Yahweh forbids that. He forbids that for you not to eat those foods, not to say, I don't want you to enjoy these foods. These foods are horrible for you. Why do you think America looks like Porky Pig now? You are what you eat. Pigs are big fat things, right? A lot of Americans are really starting to turn out porky now. Do you think it might be because the Jew has been promoting these things and the Israelites have been just consuming all kinds of things that Yahweh forbids them to consume for their own good? It was for your own good. It wasn't a religious thing to do. Can you give up something for Yahweh? Is it too hard for you to give up something? Would it kill you to give up pig? There it is again, you see. You don't want to be responsible. But the fact is because you're eating these things and the Jew has got you to eat these things and 95% of the menus on cooking shows and restaurants have these items, one or all three in them, you are going to be held responsible for eating them. You see, so in your zeal to try to not be responsible by ignoring the facts and ignoring the truth, the outcome is still going to be the same. You will be punished. Not only physically, see, that's also the temple of Yahweh. Your body is the temple of Yahweh, right? So you're putting filthy pig in it. That's another reason. But the reason is it's very unhealthy. It's very, 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 very unhealthy, and it's a very filthy animal. And those other things are bottom feeders. And mushrooms are spores, and they're... It's just not good for you. If he says, I think that since he created everything, I just think that he might know just maybe just a little more than you do. Maybe just a little, you think? What's the matter? You don't like to take advice from Yahweh? You wouldn't take advice from the King of Kings? You take advice from the Jew. Don't you? You take advice from the Jew for the stock market and for everything else. You don't go to the Bible and you don't say, well, what does the Bible say about dealing with the Jew? You don't take any of his advice. but you'll suck up your, you love the Jew and you love everything to do with them. You worship them. You are giving your money to them. But you won't take Yahweh's advice, will you? You will suck up every lie on the planet with a greedy mouth, but you will spit out at the truth when it comes towards you. You will fight it tooth and nail. Why is that? Why is that? Have you ever asked yourself these questions? Why do you so readily believe lies like the news? Why do you so readily accept if someone accuses somebody of something, why do you immediately accept that? But if I tell you the truth or somebody else tells you the truth, you want to rip their head off and gouge them. Why is that? Don't you have a love for the truth? Because if you do not have a love for the truth, you will never be set free. I don't think you understand what Yeshua meant by being set free. I think to a lot of you, these are just words. To a lot of you, the Bible has contradictions. To many of you, you look at the God of the Bible with a hateful eye, an evil eye. Because you do not understand him. You have not tried to understand him. And you aren't about to start soon, are you? But nevertheless, when it comes to your dying day, who will you cry out to? Oh, yes, I know who. Although, when George Harrison was being stabbed to death, even though he didn't die, he was crying out to Hare Krishna. I call him Hare Krishna. Krishna is the name, really, okay? And Krishna is Osiris. Krishna is Lucifer. Yes. But many of you will be crying out to God because you don't even know his name is Yahweh. You're not interested in his name. You're not interested in his personality. You're not interested in his advice. You're not interested in his word. You're not interested in what happened on the cross. You're not interested at all. You just love your bread and circuses, filling your God, your belly, and your God, your religion, football. You are that ignorant that you don't even know that football's a religion. I do feel sorry for you in a sense, but then again, it has the earmarks of a religion. Where is your common sense? Who educated you? Where did your frame of reference come from? I've told you this before where it comes from. But could you answer that? Who made you who you are today? Who gave you your philosophies? If you even think that deep. Who gave you your sayings? Who gave you what little morals you may have? Who gave you your perversions? Who gave you all kinds of things that you didn't need? Like licenses. Licenses to marry. Licenses to drive. Social Security cards. Who steals your money? Who keeps you poor? Who is tainting all of your food? Who is chemtrailing the skies? You don't even know the skies are there, do you? You're too busy with your religion and your belly, your God, the belly. Your religion, football. Or your religion, whatever it may be. The Judeo-Christian religion. The Jewish version of Christianity. See, there is no such thing as Judeo-Christianity as far as real Christianhood goes, you see, because nobody that's a real Christian would be involved in Judeo-Christianity because they would know right away that the two words don't belong together. Who taught you? What did you learn in college? Hierarchy? Marxist themes? Marxism? Who made you who you are today? Who are you? Where did the white man come from? Where is the white man going? The blacks know they came from Africa, and the Dogon tribes know they came from the Dog Star. You see, that Dog Star, I'll give you the Lucifer connection to them. The Dog Star, which is Sirius, which the Jews have a radio thing called, internet radio thing or whatever it is. FM Sirius or whatever it is. I forget the name of it because I used to have it a long time ago, but I don't bother with it anymore. I don't want to give the Jews any extra money. And Les Moonves can go, you know what? The Dog Star is the star Sirius. The Dog Star is the star that's on the floor of the Lodge of Freemasonry. So the blacks know where they came from. The Chinese know where they came from. It's just the white man that doesn't know where did he come from. What do you think, we just showed up in Europe? And we have no past other than that? What about Rome? What about Greece? Where did the migrations of the white people, where did we come from? There was nobody living in Europe. It was a wilderness, and that's where the tribes were to go. And they crossed over the Caucasus Mountains with the help of the Iranians, who at the time were white people, Ishmaelites. That's one of the reasons why the Jews want to kill off the Iranians is because, even though they're highly race mixed now, they love to have us kill our own brothers. The Kurds are another one they want us to kill. The Kurds are white. They want us to kill our own brothers. And they want our soldiers to do it. You see, it's the same thing as eating pig, ladies and gentlemen. The Jew sits back and he says, hey, I'll pay you this amount to do this. You do the deed, you're responsible for the deed, you'll be judged for the deed, and you'll pay the ultimate price. The Jew is already going to pay the ultimate price. He knows that. He knows the Holocaust is coming when Yahweh returns. He knows that he has no future on this planet. But he also knows that you do. And he's going to rob you of that. He's going to rob you of your blessings from Yahweh. He's going to rob you of your country. He's going to rob you of everything that you've got, your money, your gold, everything, your property, your health, your honor. And while you do the dirty deed, for not even real money, this isn't even real money you're doing this for. You're not doing it for real money. I hope this little talk has maybe reached some of you. Leaders, you're in trouble. Pastors, you're in trouble. Kings and queens, you're in trouble. You forgot who Yahweh was. You forgot to emulate the greatest example of a king, the greatest example of a leader, the greatest example of a pastor. You shot low. And therefore you have sinned. And that's what the very meaning of sinned means in the first place. To miss the mark. Okay, let's move on to the factoids of the miscreants. This one is number 60 from Martin Luther, and he's speaking of the Jews. They are real, they are the real liars and bloodhounds who have perverted and falsified the entire scriptures from beginning to end and without ceasing with their interpretations. No people under the sun is more greedy than they are, than they have been and always will be. Yes. As one can see from their accursed usury, it all agrees with the judgment of Christ that they are poisonous, bitter, vindictive, and malicious serpents, assassins, and children of the devils who kill and inflict injuries by stealth because they cannot do so openly. See what I just said? This just confirms everything I just said to you. And I didn't even plan it that way. That's why Yahweh is involved in these messages. I can tell. I didn't plan that to come out that way. Look how it came out. Now, this is a man from many centuries ago. He's telling you the same thing I'm telling about the Jews. And I'm telling you even more. All of the people that are exposing the Jews today are revealing more because Yahweh is allowing the Jew to be brought under the microscope. They're Christ killers. You can't have the Pope exonerate you. You, at the time, said that his blood would be on your and your posterity's heads and hands. And this is the way it is going to be. You can't back out of that now, Jew. Okay, Martin Luther. Table Erlanger Edition, Volume 62, page 375. Just as it is impossible for the lamb to abandon its frisking and leaping, or the serpent its stinging, so the Jew cannot abandon his lust for murdering Christians whenever he can. See what I mean, Judeo-Christian? You don't believe that, do you? But that's the way it's been for thousands of years. And that's the way it'll be until their Holocaust. Napoleon Bonaparte, the Jews are locusts or caterpillars which are devouring France. Yet this man let them out of the ghettos and caused the beginning of the troubled time of Jacob. Jacob's time of trouble. Yes, this man began it. He let them out of the ghettos. Henry Ford, the Jews are not the chosen people. One parallel between the protocols and the real hopes of the Jews is written in the common Jewish prophecy that Christianity is doomed to perish. It will perish to all intents and purposes by becoming Judaism. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Were your ears, were you thinking about something else? Did you drift off and wonder if the football game is being played right now? Or are you listening to the truth and hungry for the truth? Let's read this one again. Judeo-Christian, especially you. Judeo-Christian minister, especially you. Prick up your ears. Prick up your ears real nice and high now and listen on here. The Jews are not the chosen people. One parallel between the protocols and the real hopes of the Jews is written in the common Jewish prophecy that Christianity is doomed to perish. Now listen. It will perish to all intents and purposes by becoming Judaism. And thus now we have the Jewish version of Christianity called Judeo-Christianity. Do you see the connection? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to Henry Ford? Are you listening to Martin Luther? Are you listening to Napoleon Bonaparte? Next one. Henry Ford, 1922. Communism all over the world, not only in Russia, is Jewish. Henry Ford again. 73% of the war millionaires of New York are Jews. Henry Ford again. Cleveland News, 9/20/1923. Get hold of 50 of the wealthiest Jewish financiers, the men who are interested in making wars for their own profit, control them, and you will put an end to it all. Former Congressman John E. Rankin, Mississippi. Remember, communism is Yiddish. I understand that every member of the Politburo around Stalin is either Yiddish or married to one. And that includes Stalin himself. Yiddish Communism versus Christian Civilization. Congressional Record, Appendix 1-3-1950, page A-10-10. Okay, Yiddish is not Hebrew. Yiddish is a hybrid language for a hybrid people who are not the people of Yahweh. Never have been the people of Yahweh, never will be the people of Yahweh, never can be the people of Yahweh. Yiddish is not Hebrew. So therefore, they are not Hebrews. Chicago Evening American, 12/3/23. The Rothschilds can start or prevent wars. Their word could make or break empires. This next one from George Washington. The Jews work more efficiently against us than the enemy's armies. Are you listening? The Jews work more effectively against us than the enemy's armies. They are 100 times more dangerous to our liberties and the great cause we are engaged in. It is much to be lamented that each state, long ago has not hunted them down as pests to society and the greatest enemies we have to the happiness of America. Now, this man knew what he was talking about. You are in America today. Do you have happiness, ladies and gentlemen? Who has caused this happiness to go away? You know damn right well who. You know the Jews have caused this misery. They've caused these wars. They've caused all kinds of these financial crashes. They've caused hunger. They've caused all kinds of death. They've caused, our children to be brainwashed and to be ruined and to race mix and to forget about their great heritage as the Anglo-Saxon people. This man knew what he was talking about. Next one from Congressman Lewis McFadden. We are being led by the international Jews operating through Great Britain and the Bank of England. U.S. Congressional Record 6714/33, page 6028 and 29. Now, they killed Lewis McFadden, Congressman Lewis McFadden, and I'm going to tell you how they did it. They didn't poison his food or his drink. They put a piece of radioactive material under his chair. And it killed him. Next one. General William Westmoreland, 1978. It was the Jewish media masters, not the Viet Cong, who defeated our armies. Ben Franklin, next one. I fully agree with General Washington that we must protect this young nation from an insidious influence and impenetration. That menace, gentlemen, is the Jews. In whatever country Jews have settled in any great numbers, they have lowered its moral tone. Have they lowered your moral tone today, ladies and gentlemen? With Hollywood? Is America the once moral nation that it was, or have the Jews lowered their tone? So did you hear what he said? I fully agree with General Washington that we must protect this young nation from an insidious influence and impenetration. That menace, gentlemen, is the Jews. In whatever country Jews have settled in any great numbers, they have lowered its moral tone, depreciated its commercial integrity, have segregated themselves, and have been assimilated. Have sneered at and tried to undermine the Christian religion upon which that nation is founded by objecting to its restrictions. Have built up a state within a state, and when opposed, have tried to strangle that country to death financially. For over 1,700 years, the Jews have been bewailing their sad fate in that they have been exiled from their homeland, as they call it, Palestine. But, gentlemen, did the world give it to them in simple fee? They would at once find some reason for not returning. Why? Because they are vampires. And vampires do not live on vampires. They cannot live only among themselves. They must subsist on Christians and other people not of their race. If you do not exclude them from the United States, in this Constitution, in less than 200 years, they will have swarmed here in such great numbers that they will dominate and devour the land and change our form of governments, for which we Americans have shed our blood, given our lives, our substance, and jeopardized our liberty. If you do not exclude them, in less than 200 years, our descendants will be working in the fields to furnish them substance, while they will be in the counting houses rubbing their hands. I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jews for all times, your children will curse you in your grave. Let me ask you some questions about what he said now. He said that they would devour and dominate the land and change our form of governments. Have they changed the form of government? Do you know that probably 9 in 10 Americans have no idea that this was a republic? I don't know, I'm just guessing. If you ask somebody, well, what kind of government do we have here in America? Oh, we have democracy. That's what we got. Yeah, democracy. Oh, really? Oh, that's nice. So they have changed the form of government because they couldn't control the Republican form of government. They couldn't control the Constitution, you see. But they can control the parties in a democratic government. That's why it got changed to the government of the democratic government. And that's why they wish to spread it throughout all of the world. And yes, they're going to force it down every country's throat. And have been, as you well know. And our dear soldiers are helping them to do it for a little bit of paper money. And they couldn't care less about you, soldier. They'll experiment on you with needles, with radiation, with gases. They'll let your limbs get torn right off of you for a few shekels. They don't care. They're keeping the prime of our race out on other lands instead of here to marry our white women. Admit it, ladies and gentlemen, you don't even know what's going on around you. You really don't. And I'm not trying to say that I know everything. I know a little about a lot of things, but I've got a lot to learn just like any of you do. May I suggest, as I've suggested so many times before, that you begin your education. The education that you were robbed of. The education that your parents paid for you to have, but you were still robbed of it. And if you went to college, it's no different. You were robbed. You were indoctrinated. You were brainwashed. And you don't even know who you are. You don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going. And you don't particularly care either, do you? I mean, after all, who shed the blood to bring America to be? Was it the blacks? No. Who shed the blood? Was it the Jews? No. It was our blood, the Anglo-Saxon people's blood. Yahweh gave us this country. I don't care if you say anything about some of the Indian tribes were actually Anglo-Saxon people. I'm not talking about the race mix ones that they show you in their movies. See, that was all a psyop. You don't even know that some of the tribes were white. Their villages looked like villages in Europe. But you were brainwashed, and we were all brainwashed by television, and they shaped your mind, and you believe that Indians all look like Mexicans, or they look like half Mexican, half Eskimo. Well, that's just not so, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there were some race-mixed tribes. Yes, there were. But there were many white tribes of Indians. You've got to realize that it's time for you to educate yourself. It's not too late. Begin today. Turn off your television. Turn your television into an education station. Hook up your computer to your television and begin to read. Learn again how to write and learn again how to think. Oh, yes, it's very important, and it's very titillating in its own way. You will really enjoy learning. There's nothing more exciting to me than to discover a kernel of truth. Next one. Saudi Arabia's King Faisal, who is a Jew. Zionism and communism are working hand in glove to block any settlement to restore peace in the Middle East. It's all part of a great plot, a grand conspiracy. Oh, that can't be. President Bush said there's no such thing as conspiracies. This guy has to be wrong. Communism is a Zionist creation. See, he didn't say Jewish. See, this is the game that I'm trying to tell you about. Communism. See, just this quote right here. You see, this is what I get a kick out of this. You see, this is a Jew, King Faisal. And he's putting it, deflecting it off the Jew. He's saying Zionism and communism are working together. You see the Hegelian dialect, right? You see that the Jew and Zionism are the antithesis and the thesis. You see what I'm saying? And in the process of the two fighting, there's a synthesis. Yes. Zionism is like the Freemasonic Lodge. It's a place for the Shabbos Goy race trader and the Judeo-Christian race trader to come together with some Orthodox Jews and some arbitrary Jews to pretend a game and to join an organization that will shape the world. But you see, the Jew is in both of these sides. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even the Jew that is speaking this right now is a Jew, and he's trying to give you the precept of that. Listen again now, and I'll show you how this works. Zionism, this is a Jew speaking, and he's not saying the word Jew in the whole quotation. Zionism and communism are working hand in glove to block any settlement to restore peace in the Middle East. It's all part of a great plot, a grand conspiracy. Grand. See, there's a little key word. When you see grand, you know that Freemasonry is not too far behind. Communism is a Zionist creation. No, it's a Jewish creation, ladies and gentlemen. And the rabbi said it himself, communism is Judaism. They are only pretending to work against each other in the Mideast, he says. Well, that quote is about as bogus as they come right there. That's misinformation and disinformation. Pittsburgh Press, 12/22/1980. The JDL, which is the Jewish Defense League, the admittedly Jewish terrorist group, yes, they're the first ones who ever committed terrorism on our soil in America. See, it wasn't a Muslim. It was a Jew. Jews and terrorism are like, Mac and Maya. You know what I mean? They belong together. They always have belonged together. They always will belong together. When you see the word international, I told you, you know that's Jew. You know right away it has a lot to do with Jews, because the Jews are internationalists. Well, when you see terrorism, it's the same thing. International terrorists, that's what they are. They're financial terrorists. They are international terrorists. They are religious terrorists, etc., etc., etc. Once you get this, you'll understand the machinations of the world. Once you understand what I just told you, you will understand everything that's going on in this world. Once you begin to look at the Bible and put the correct people in the place of who they are, once you put the Anglo-Saxon people as the Israelites, you will understand the Bible, and the contradictions that you thought were there are no longer there. I should know. I felt that the Bible had contradictions, and when I found out the real truth, the whole Bible opened up right before my eyes. I don't see any contradictions. So, the JDL, the admittedly Jewish terrorist group, which trains with Ingram Mach-10 submachine guns, HK-91s, 45 automatic pistols, and 12-gauge shotguns in the U.S., trains teenage children with human silhouettes. They are under no investigation by the Justice Department, though the KKK, Hare Krishnas, etc. are. Here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. Fact number 75, Zionist Jews are the primary backers of drugs, pornography, Zionist Jews are the primary backers of drugs, pornography, women's lib, racial wars, racial equality, rock music, gun control, communism in America and out throughout the world. Let's not play that game. Military disarmament. See, military disarmament for every country but Israel. And the abortion movement. And then just that, you could just go on all day long with this. Yes, they want all countries to disarm, but they're keeping their nuclear weapons at the Demona nuclear site, the one Kennedy wanted to get rid of. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are being herded towards Israel. And at some point, they will press the button, in my opinion. They will have no remorse in pressing the button to destroy the whole world with nuclear weapons. This, I believe, Yahweh will prevent. I hope that the nuclear weapons go off and it just is somehow contained by Yahweh right in their area and they get their instant Holocaust. Because it is going to happen one way or another. I don't know how Yahweh, I know that the tares will be bundled up and burned. Well, they're kind of being bundled up now. They're making the Aliyah, which is the journey to their fake homeland. Henry Ford stated in 1922, "It is rather surprising, is it not, that whichever way you turn to trace the harmful stream of influence that flows through society, you come upon a group of Jews. In sports corruption, a group of Jews. In exploitative finance, a group of Jews. In theatrical degeneracy, a group of Jews. In liquor propaganda, a group of Jews. Absolutely dominating the wireless newswire service communications of the world, a group of Jews. The menaces of the movies, a group of Jews. In control of the press through business and financial pressure, a group of Jews. War profiteer, 80% of them, Jews. The miasma of so-called popular music, which combines weak-mindedness with every suggestion of lewdness, Jews. The organizers of active opposition to Christian laws and customs, again, Jews. It's time to show that the cry of bigot is raised mostly by the real bigots. Remember the Jews? See, he's revealing to you what I have told you and what many other people here have told you, that the Jews always call you what they are. I told you anti-Semitism means anti-white. They're calling you anti-white, when in reality, they are anti-white, and the families that they've brainwashed against us are anti-white. So the blacks are anti-Semitic. The Jews are anti-Semitic. The mestizos are anti-Semitic. The Pakis are anti-Semitic. And so on and so on. So here it is. I just like to show you the proof so that you know. So I don't just come up with these things out of, a bag. I'm not a magician here. It's right. It's always, you'll always see evidence. So it is time to show that the cry of bigot is raised mostly by the real bigots. There is a religious prejudice in this country. There is indeed a religious persecution. There is forcible shoving aside of the religious liberties of a majority of the people. And this prejudice and persecution and use of force is Jewish and nothing but Jewish. What Jews say? Jews teach that Moses was the chief magician of his day and teach God as the phallic penis god of sexual provocation. Moses was bloodthirsty and jealous for power. Now, that's not true. None of that's true. And that shows the Jewish lies because Moses is not a Jew. And Yahweh does not like the Edomite Jews. Next one, Max DeMont, Jewish World, 2-9-1883. Get the year, 1883. The great ideal of Judaism is that the whole world shall be imbued with Jewish teachings and that in a universal brotherhood of nations, a greater Judaism, in fact, all the separate races and religions shall disappear. Ladies and gentlemen, now I know I'm not going to finish this message. I guess it will go to part five, but we've learned a lot during this, and I've learned a lot during this, and I must tell you, I want you to listen to this again. And as I had pointed out, I'm pointing out the date, 2-9-1883. The great ideal of Judaism is that the whole world shall be imbued with Jewish teachings and that in a universal brotherhood of nations, a greater Judaism, in fact, all the separate races and religions shall disappear. All the separate races and religions shall disappear. Is that what is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Has the whole world been imbued with Jewish teachings? Well, I just told you that Judeo-Christianity is the Jewish version of Christianity. So, yes, it has been imbued with Jewish teachings that the Jews are God's chosen people, when that's a lie, that Jesus was a Jew, and that's a lie. You're offending the greatest personality in the universe, Yahweh, by calling him a Jew. Do we have Jewish teachings on television? Oh, yes, we do. Do we have Jewish teachings on our news program? Oh, yes, we do. We have all kinds of Jewish talking heads. So it's imbued with Jewish teachings. Do we have rabbis coming into the Christian churches and teaching them? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we do. Do we have Hollywood teaching us how to race mix so that all the separate races and religions shall disappear? Do we have the Church Council of Churches making sure that all religions become universal and that there's no difference between them now? Oh, yes, we do. Do we have a United Nations, a universal brotherhood of nations? Oh, yes, we do. This man knew this in 1883, and you don't even know this in 2015. That shows you where you're at. Next one, Meyer Amschel Rothschild. Remember, my children, that all the earth must belong to us Jews, and that the Gentiles, being mere excrements of animals, must possess nothing. He just called us animal dung. And this is how they speak about us amongst themselves. Only thing is they are not God's chosen people. Next one, Karl Marx. What is the basis of Judaism? A practical passion and greed for profit. I thought it was the Bible. That's just the opposite of what the Bible is, isn't it? Yes, Aryan man, Aryan nationalist, who tells me that the Bible is a Jewish thing. Let's listen to this again. This is one of their own fellas, you know. His name is Karl Marx. He was the one that made up this communism thing with Engels. Let's listen again. What is the basis of Judaism? A practical passion and greed for profit. To what we can reduce his religious worship. To extortion. What is his real God? Cash. Does that sound biblical to you? Does that sound like it has anything to do with Moses or Jesus or Isaiah or Yahweh? Is that the way Yahweh teaches us in the Bible? See, Aryan man, you don't know because you haven't even checked it out. You are also brainwashed by the Jew, and you are also imbued with the Jewish teachings. You just don't know it. They've actually turned you against your own God. And turns you against the very living word of God, the very connection for you and your Father Yahweh to come together. And for you, our brothers and sisters, to come together with us. So what is the basis of Judaism? Not the Bible. Judaism is their thing, right? The Talmud is Judaism, right? Freemasonry is Judaism. Communism is Judaism. A practical passion and greed for profit. And so it doesn't matter if you're a capitalist or you're a communist, you're still the Jew. Because both of those things have a practical passion and greed for profit. To what can we reduce his religious worship? To extortion. Are they extorting money from you with tax laws that are illegal? Are they extorting money from you with all kinds of illegal activities? Are they extorting money from you in any way, dear brothers and sisters? What is his real God? The Jew, that is? Cash. This is a Jew talking. You see, if you take the time to look, if you take the time to seek, you will be set free. See, now you're starting to learn what it means. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Free from Judeo-Christianity. Free from the lies that Jesus is a Jew. Free from the lies that the Jews are God's chosen people. Free from the lies that you're supporting the enemies of Yahweh, who are the Jews, have always been the Jews. They killed him. They are the Christ killers. They always will be his enemy until they are exhumed, until they are crackling rosy. Thorns crackling in the flame. The children of the flame returning to the fire. Yes. And it's going to happen. And they know it very well. But they'd like you to join them. Would you like to join them, Judeo-Christian? Would you like to be with them? Would you like to... The Shabbos Goy race traders are going to be with them. The other families of the earth that have joined them, like the Blacks, the Mestizos, and the Pakis, and etc., etc. They're all the Muslims now. They have shown who they really are. They've shown their real true faces. The Blacks have shown their true faces. It's being revealed to you. All will be revealed. And now you know that the people that you have blessed, Anglo-Saxon man and woman, hate you, want to kill you, and have no intention of thanking you or appreciating anything that you've done for them. What does that mean? That means when you fed the black babies over in Africa, when they worked on your feelings, you fed somebody to come into the countries of Europe and your country to come kill you and your family. That's what it means. What did you do by the welfare state, the Jews' socialist welfare state? You built up an enemy within your country to come and kill you, to live off you, to destroy you financially, and to come and kill you and your family. How's that for reality? And you know why nobody refutes what I say when I say these things? Is because there is no way to refute it. Because it's happening live. Because it's happening every day in all the white nations of the world. That's why. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, study to show thyself approved.
I am a Democrat. I am a Democrat. I love democracy. It destroys everything. I believe the Jew is the king.
Left. Left. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Softly spoken in words of truth, lay foundations for the proof. Yahweh's wisdom is sublime, stands the test of time. Words are spoken from the heart. Let us now be set apart. O ye soldiers of the host, give your all and stand your post. Through the day and through the night, gird your loins and fight the fight. Draw your sword and speak your peace, obey his laws and never cease.